This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchim Abam, welcome everyone. We continue in Daf HaShavua. We're learning Maseches Nedarim, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara is discussing the Shaila of Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama had a Shaila on Yud Aleph Amud Beis, whether if you say this meat should be like Basar Shlamim. And the Basar Shlamim right now is Motor because it's La'achar Zrikas Hadam. So the question is, do we say Bi'ikare Kamatfis? You're being Matfis in its essential state as a Davar Hanador, or do we say you're being Matfis in its current state of Davar HaHeter? So Gemara is suggesting that it's a Machloikes Tanoim. Says Gemara, Kit Lema Kitanoi, we're five lines from the bottom of Yud Beis on base. Shall we say this is a Machlokes Tanoim, Hare Olai Kibachar? If somebody says, hereby, this is upon me like a Bachar. Rabbi Yaakov Oiser, Rabbi Yehuda Mater, Rabbi Yaakov Asers, and Rabbi Yehuda permits it. Okay? You're saying this meat in front of me should be like a bechar. So Rabbi Yaakov asers and Rabbi Yehuda matters. Hechidami. What's the case? What's the case? Inema lefnei zrikas damim. If we're talking about before the sprinkling of the blood, and you say that this should be like the bechar before the blood is sprinkled. Well, the bechar before the blood is sprinkled is clearly aser. My time and demand ashari. What would the reason be for the opinion that says it's mutter? Vila achar zrikas damim. If you say it should have the status of bechar after the zrikas hadam, my time and demand asar. What would the reason be for the opinion that it's aser? At this point, it's permitted. Says Gemara elalav. But rather, demachis basar bechar, umachis basar dehech kabe. It's lying in front of you, the meat of a bechar, and it's lying in front of you, regular meat. Va'amar, and you say zeh kazeh. This should be like that. And it's a machlokes whether this hatfasa is effective. Utanoi, it's machlokes tanam. In other words, you could not have possibly said, this kosher meat should be like this meat of Bechar after the Zrikas Hadam, because after the Zrikas Hadam, the Bechar is Mutter. What does that mean, it's Mutter? It's only Mutter to Kohanim, but at that point, it's Asur to Azar as a Davar HaAsur, not as a Davar HaNador. So that would not be effective. Elamai, you say, Koidim Zrikas Hadam, so then everyone should say, Koidim Zrikas Hadam, it's a Davar HaNador L'chayra, because it's Asur, because you said it should be like a Bechar. The Ran happens to say that if you don't specify, then it's clear you mean the essential state of Bechar. And it's clear, Bi'ikarei Kamatfis, because we know if you say Chatas, Toida, Shlamim, it's Asur. And we don't prove from there Bi'ikarei Kamatfis. So it's not necessarily, it should be asur only if you say lefnei zrika sadam, even if you don't, even if you leave it unspecified. So the Gemara says no, this is not conclusive at all. Why? Loi dekulei ama lefnei zrika sadamim. Everybody agrees we're talking about before the zrika sadam. My time demand shari. Why does one opinion hold its mutter? Because even before zrika sadam, a bechor is not a davar hanador; it's a davar haasur. Amar Kradi, because the pasuk says ki yidar, if you vow ad she yidar b'davar another, until you vow in something which is a davar another, la'afuke b'char, as opposed to a b'char, the davar ha'asar hu, which is a davar ha'asar. A b'char is a davar ha'asar. Ad she ki yidar excludes a davar ha'asar like b'char. Umanda Amar, Umanda Asar, and the opinion that says it's prohibited, Amar Kra, the pasuk says, Lashem, ki yidar neder Lashem, Lashem, l'rabois davar ha'asar. It includes a davar ha'asar like a bechar. Why? Because a bechar, you, is in a way like a davar another because you need to declare it. It's dependent on your declaration. Uman deshari, the one that holds that a bechar, if you're madfis in a bechar, it's permitted. Lashem may avile. What does he do with the extra drasha of Lashem? He learns out from Lashem if someone's marfis the karban on a chatos or in asham. There, that's something which, even though it's not completely a neder, because you are a mechuyev to bring the karban, but it's still not effective until you declare it a chatos or an asham. So the Gemara says, well, why would this opinion hold? Why would the opinion that matters bechar only include chatas and asham and exclude bechar? Ma'aros l'rabbis chatas v'asham. Why did they see fit to include chatas and asham ulahitzi asa abechar and to exclude a bechar? Says Gemara, marba ani chatas v'asham. I include chatas and asham shu matfis b'neder, because that you're matfis in something which is vowed. Umoitzi ani as a bechar, and I exclude bechar shu kadosh mimei imai, because the bechar is holy from the womb of the mother. So a bechar does not need any declaration at all, as opposed to a chatas and an asham require a declaration. Uman da asa, the opinion that asr is bechar, bechar nami matfisa benedar. Bechar is also a situation where you're matfis benedar. Mishum Rebbe, why? The Tanya, we learned in a brayso. Mishum Rebbe Amru, it was taught in the name of Rebbe. Minayin lenoilad bechar b'toich beisai. How do I know if a bechar is born in your house, shemitzvah lakdishai, that it's a mitzvah to sanctify it? Shenemar, like it says, hazachar takdish. If it's a male, you should sanctify it. So we see, even though it's holy, still you're supposed to sanctify it, and it, therefore it's considered a davar hanador. To which, and what about the manda amara that it's shari, or manda shari? Because he holds kiloi makdish, if you're not makdish it, miloi mikdish, isn't it not holy anyway? So the declaration is only an added mitzvah, but it's not ma'akev. Look at the Ran. The Ran, 5 lines from the bottom on Yud Beis Amud Beis. Loi dekuli amal lefnei zrikas damim. Kiloi mar. Really, everyone could say it's before zrikas adam, or like we mentioned early, inami stama, or just bechar stam. Ah, if it's before Zrikas Hadam, why would it be mutter? V'afilu hachi Reb Yosi matir, still Reb Yosi is matir, midachsiv ki yidar neder, because it says if a person will make a neder, b'char davar ha'asr hu. B'char is not a neder, it's a davar ha'asr, kivin the bal karchai chal kedusha alav, because the kedusha is chal bal karchai. Lashem l'rabba is davar ha'asr. It's not marbe all davar ha'asurs, it's only marbe kolamar kivin the mitzvah lakdisha, since it's a mitzvah to sanctify it, kin mefarsha shas lekamon, like Shas explains later on. Miboy le lamadfis bechatas ba'asham, the afa gav the choiva alav lahavian. Even though you're obligated to bring a chatas in an asham, mikru davar hanader, it's still called the davar hanader, tfei min bechar, more than a bechar. Lefi shemachmas nidroi hu boyer behimazu, because through your neder you selected this animal. Shehu mevi mash, that you bring. Mashein came bebechar, as opposed to a bechar, shu kadosh me'imai, which is holy from your mother's womb, ve'en yachal ha'chlifai ba'achar, you can exchange it for something else. V'hainu dekamer besamach, and this is what it means. Besamach shehu matfisoi beneder, that you're matfisit in a neder, kaloi mar shetzarach lahatfisan, meaning that you need to be matfisit. Meaning, a bechar is different than a chatas and an asham. Because a chatas and an asham, it's only through your neder that you select this animal, as opposed to bechar, which is kadosh mimei imai. Okay, we move on weiter in the Gemara. Tana, it was taught, if you say, imra, it should be a sheep, Le'imra, to a sheep. Ke'imra, like a sheep. In all of these cases, he says, a sheep, to a sheep, like a sheep. And he says, Shani oichalach. Even though he didn't say, even if he didn't say ke, even if he said imra or le'imra, it's effective. Dirim, le'dirim, ke'dirim, like the corral, a corral, to the corral, like a corral. Or if he said eitzim, le'eitzim, ke'eitzim, wood, to the wood, like the wood, ishim, lo'ishim, ko'ishim, fires, to the fires, like the fires, mizrach, lamizrach, kamizbeach, altar, to the altar, like the altar, heichal, leheichal, ko'eichal, the sanctuary, to the sanctuary, like the sanctuary, Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, Kir Yerushalayim, Kulan, in all these cases, she'oichalach, if he said that that which I'm going to eat of yours should be like these, usher, he cannot eat the food. Loi oichalach, but if he says, imra, le'imra, ki'imra, that I'm not going to eat, let's say he says, a sheep, I'm not going to eat, mutter, it's mutter. If you say these isurim on what you're gonna eat, it's asr. If you say that I'm not gonna eat, I'm sorry, it's mutter. Fine. Man shaminan le dulay shani le imra le imra kimra. Who do we know that doesn't make a difference whether you say imra le imra ki imra? That means you don't have to say le kaf hadim. And Rameir, it's Rameir. So that means that the Tana here is Rameir. Ema seifa. But what do we, does it say at the end of the braisa? In all these cases, if you say that I'm not going to eat, it's permitted. But how could that be? Vatnan, but we learned in Mishnah, la karban, if you say to a karban, loy oichalach of, that I'm not going to eat, Rameir oiser. Rameir aser is why? Because, v'amar ababa nase ka'aymer, it's like you said, la karban yehi, it should be a karban, lefikach loy oichalach. Therefore, I'm not going to eat. So, here on the one hand, the Tan is clearly Rav Meir, not Rav Yehuda. Rav Meir does not require a kaf hadimyain. And yet, when you say la karban loy oichalach, it's mutter, but we know Rav Meir holds asr because it's like you said, it should la karban yehi, it should be a karban, therefore loy oichalach. Look at the Ran. Deloy shani le imra, veloy shani le ki imra. Rav Meir kolayim deli deya filo beloy kaf hadimyain mitzer. Says Gemara, no, it's not a question. Loy kasha hada amar loy imra hada amar le imra. What does that mean? That means there's a difference if you said it should not be a sheep. If you say it should not be a sheep, that's one thing. Hada amar li imra, to a sheep. Why? If you say it should not be a sheep, in other words, if you say loy imra, it should not be a sheep, then it's not effective. So again, look carefully in the words of the Gemara. Hada amar loy imra. If you say loy imra, hada amar le imra. If you say it should not be a sheep, then what you're saying is it should not be aser. So what is loy oichalach? That which I'm not eating of yours. It should not be aser. So therefore, it's meaningless. That's what we're saying over here. Imra le imra ki imra. If you say shani oichalach, if you say li imra, meaning it should be like a sheep, shani oichalach, that which I'm eating of yours, then it's aser. But if you say it should be a sheep, that which I'm not eating of yours, That's a different story. What does that mean? That means there's a difference between you say to a sheep and not a sheep. Loi oichalach. If you say le'imra, loi oichalach. If you say le'imra, loi oichalach, you're making it a sheep, that which, and therefore I'm not going to eat it, then it's effective. But if you say loy imra, if you say loy imra, it's not effective. It should not be a sheep. Because basically what you're saying is it should not be a sheep, and therefore I'm not going to eat it. But if you say li imra, it should be a sheep, that which I'm not going to eat. So then it's a neder, because you're saying that it should be a sheep, meaning it should be a sheep which is usser. So that means, going back to the braisa, where you say li imra ki imra, sha'oichalach aser. What would the case be, loy oichalach mutter? If you said li imra, loy oichalach, that should taka be aser. Because when we have the Mishnah, li karbin, loy oichalach, that Rameir taka holds as aser. So let's see the Ran. The Ran says, loy kasha, hada amar li imra, hada amar loy imra. Kachi ha gersa b'ktsas neschais. This is the gersa in some places. V'ika de ga'arsi, there are those who have a gersa, hada amar li imra. Meaning one gersa is li and loy. But some say no, the correct gersa is, the difference is with a shva under the lamed or a la. Under lamed, the sviru lhu laman de garsi achi de belamed pesucha. If it's a la, harehi kalay, it's like loy. Ukefi perish hagirsa shenis shekosafti lamala bebraisa dechulen hachulen kachulen. Like the second perish of the girsa that I wrote above. Ubraisa hachitani paamim de baoimer shoichalach. Sometimes when you say shoichalach, afa gav de mashma heter, even though it's mashma, it's heter aser. When v'hainu belamid shavas, with li imra would be aser li v'hi dil li karban loy oichalach rameir oiser. That's with a shavas. But if you say loy oichalach, even though it's mashma aser, it's permitted when it's with a lamid psucha, or if you say loy beferush. So loy is ineffective. La is ineffective. If you say li imra she'oichalach, it's effective. If you say li imra she'loy oichalach, that would also be effective. When is it ineffective? When you say la. Because then if you say la, you're basically saying it should not be like a sheep which is usher. And therefore, loy oichalach either means of that which I'm not going to eat from you, or it's just a meaningless statement, because you're saying a negative. You're saying that you don't want it to be like the isser of a sheep. Okay, next Mishnah. Ha'omer karbon oila. Someone who just says karbon oila, and then he adds shani oichalach, or mincha, or chatas, toida, shlamim, shani oichalach, aser. It's interesting. Here you didn't say ke. Rabbi Huda mater. Rabbi Huda is mater. It's a bit of a question. What's the question? Because the Ran on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph said, that by pigol, do you remember? The Ran on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph said, that if you say ke imra, ke dirim, ke eitzim, you, the name is not Moira Isser, and therefore you need a Kaf HaDimyon. Rabbi Yehuda holds you need a Kaf HaDimyon. Masha Enkein Pigol Noisar Shman Moichiach Aleyan, you don't need a Kaf HaDimyon. So the Ran asked, I, we learn on Daf Yud Gimel Oila Mincha, where Shman Moichiach Aleyan, and Rabbi Yehuda still says you need a Kaf HaDimyon. Why aren't these cases of Shman Moira Isser? Why is it different than Pigal and Noisar? The Ran says, not a question. Even though the name is Moira Isser, the name Oila and Chatas, is not referring to its Isser status. It's referring to it being a carbon. So maybe when you say oila, what you mean is it should have the dinim of an oila. But pigul refers to the Isser status Shabbai. So when you say these karbanois, Rabbi Yehuda holds you need a kaf ha-demyayin. If you look in the Ran, that the Tanakhama says also, Rabbi Yehuda says it's mutter. V'afagav duloy amar v'hu kaf ha-demyayin, even though you don't say a kaf ha-demyayin, Rabbi Yehuda mater, Rabbi Yehuda permits it, the sakadayta chaminra, I would have thought, even the hani shman moira ali suran, since these names, it's Moira on the Isser, Lahavaki Pigol. It should be like Pigol, Noisar, the Moidulu Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's Moida Duloi Boy Kaf. Kamash Malon, Kamasha Pirashti Lamala. The Mishnah continues. Ha Karban, Ki Karban, Karban, Sha'oichalach, Asr. If you say the Karban, like a Karban, or Karban, it's Asr. La Karban, Loi Oichalach. To be a carbon, that which I'm not going to eat from you, Rav Meir, or Yisrael Meir, Asers, because, as we learned, it's Nase Ka'oimar, Le Carbon Yehav, Lefikach Inay Oichalach. Look in the Ran, Ha Carbon, Ki Carbon, Carbon Shal Oichalach Aser, the B'chol Lishni Mashma, in any of these languages, it's not Shademash Yoichal, that which you're going to eat, Yehav Carbon, V'davka Ka'omar, Ki Omar, She Oichal. Avomar Carbon, Loy Oichalach, if you say it's a carbon, of what I'm not going to eat from you, Shari da tanam b'perek sheni, carbon lo yoichalach mutter. Who does that go like? Rav Meir. Why? The time of the milsa, the chiyamar carbon, b'loy lamed. When you say carbon without a lamed, carbon lo yoichalach, it's mashma that you're swearing by the life of the carbon lo yoichal. Carbon lo yoichal. So that's not a lashon of an eder. La carbon loy oichalach remeir oiser mefarish begemara the hachi kamar. The gemara is going to say this is what it means to say la carbon here it should be like a carbon lefikach loy oichalach. Therefore, I'm not going to eat it. V'adin di amar li carbon sha oichalach. Likewise, if you said li carbon that I'm going to eat aser the mashma shaper la carbon yehei masha oicham mishalach. It should be a carbon that which I'm going to eat from yours. V'hai deloy oriv hai bahadei hani deresha. Why didn't it mix La carbon loy oichalach together with the cases of carbon oila mincha chatas toider shomim shani oichalach aser. Why didn't it mix it together with ha carbon ki carbon carbon she oichalach aser? Why did it break it into two different cases? The listening ha carbon. Ki carbon, carbon, li carbon, she oichalach, aser. Meaning we have the case of ha carbon, ki carbon, carbon, she oichalach, aser. Why didn't it mix together the case of li carbon, she oichalach, with carbon, ha carbon, ki carbon? The answer is mishum, dahani tosa, dahani ha carbon, ki carbon, carbon. It's dafka when you say sha'oichalach asar. Aval, amar lo yoichal. But if you say that I'm not going to eat, then it's permitted. But li carbon, it made it separate. Why didn't it make it separate? Because there, even if you say loy oichalach aser, in other words, why didn't it put together li carbon with ha carbon, ki carbon, carbon? Because li carbon is even aser by loy oichalach, and therefore it said it separately. Says the Gemara, katani carbon, ha carbon, ki carbon, sha oichalach aser. It says, carbon, ha carbon, ki carbon, that what I'm going to eat from you is aser. Who does this go like? Even if you don't say a kaf hadimyon, stama tanik rameir, doli shani le, bein imra, le ki imra, it should say. Rameir, it does not differentiate between imra and kimra, meaning you don't need a kaf hadimyon. So the fact the Gemara, Rameir, if it's Rameir, ha-diktani ha-karban sha'oichalach, if it's Rameir, that which it says, ha-karban sha'oichalach, asur. But we learned in a breast, tanya moidim chacham le Rabbi Yehuda, the chachamim are moidim to Rabbi Yehuda, ba'oimer ha-karban, v'ha-oila, v'ha-mincha, v'ha-chatas, sha'oichalach, sha-mutter, sha'loi nadar ze ela b'chaye karban. If it's Rameir, then how could Rav Meir hold ha karban is aser, but everyone agrees, the chachamim agree, if you say ha karban, it's mutter, because all you're doing is making a neder b'chaye karban. Says the Gemara like
you've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.